Well, they said it would happen, and it looks like it will happen from early next year. Children as young as 5 will likely begin to be vaccinated against COVID-19. It's the latest significant expansion in the national vaccine rollout, and it may come as a relief to some parents. Look, it is only provisionally approved. The TGA's approved it. Otago still has to. Dr. Chris Moy, the Vice President of the AMA, once again joins us this morning. G'day, Doc.
Good morning, Luke.
Okay. So it looks like it will happen early next year.
Very likely, unless something dramatic happens. So essentially, TGA have given approval for the medication or the vaccine to be used in Australia. And what we're waiting for now is ATAGI, the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisations, to give us advice about how it's going to be used. For example, is it going to be just the immunocompromised people first, children first, and also how widely spaced the vaccine is going to be? Because it probably will be 3 weeks apart, as it is for adults, the Pfizer vaccine. But there's also a question as to whether it should be spread out a bit more, because there's some evidence that spreading it out helps in terms of making it more durable in terms of the effectiveness. But look, having said all that, even though we're waiting for this approval, the government is already lined up, ready to go from early January, and all the steps have been taken, particularly the purchase of the new form of Pfizer vaccine for children. So everything's in line to get going. We just need the advice from Otago.
So we've heard all about the mandatory vaccinations with adults. Can you see the day coming? Is it likely that children will not be able to attend school if they're not vaccinated? The teachers aren't allowed to go to school. Can you see this happening with the students?
I think that's going to be very unlikely. I think it's just too important that children get to school, and it is almost unlikely that that'll be the case. Really, if we get enough children vaccinated, it should be okay in schools anyway, as it is. At the moment, it does appear that, unfortunately, one of the main places for outbreaks at the moment, and one of the main reasons to vaccinate those children, is actually in schools. And so it'll be great to be able to get a large block of children vaccinated so that we don't get the outbreaks and we'll quell the outbreaks, which seem to have quelled in almost every other sector of society. So I think it's just a matter of getting approving, and I think it'll be taken up like hotcakes as soon as it gets approved.
Let's move on to Omicron. The World Health Organization on Saturday declared Omicron a variant of concern. What does that mean?
Look, it looks as though it's got some features that are concerning. From a microscopic or molecular level, it's got a lot of mutations, which may confer it some advantage. And the sort of things they're looking for at the moment in terms of these advantages, which are bad for humans potentially, whether it's more infective, which it does appear to be, because it does appear to be beating out Delta in the areas where it's taken off in some parts of Africa. Whether it's more severe, and that's something that's still to be determined, but the good news is there doesn't appear to be a spike in number of cases of hospitalisation in the same areas of Africa at the moment. And finally, will it beat our vaccines? Will the vaccines work? Now, it really is those three things put together that matter, and we need to determine that as quickly as possible to work out if it is a real threat for everybody. So something important to find out as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's the question. Will the existing vaccines work? So what more do we know now? Not
really,
much.
No. And really, at the moment, the signals are reasonably okay. So at the moment, as I said, it does look as though it's more infectious potentially. And in fact, it's reinfecting people that had Delta in Africa at the moment. That's quite a pattern. We're also finding, as I said, that despite the fact that people are getting infected with Omicron, there hasn't been a real spike in hospitalizations in Africa. But the only problem is that the population where it's taken off are not comparable to Australia, in that in those populations there's a sort of younger population, and we'll have to get some more data and count the numbers of, for example, older people getting infected and whether they're getting hospitalized. And really, this vaccine issue becomes important if it is more serious. And so those bits of information hopefully we'll have in the next couple of weeks or so, because there'll be lots of tests done in test tubes with this new vaccine, and also lots of counting of numbers in Africa of the populations are affected and how many are turning up in hospital.
Indeed. Well, you know, it changes every day, Doc. Thank you once again for keeping us informed here on the Triple M Network. Really appreciate it. Have a good day today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Vice President, the AMA, again here on the night shift, Dr. Christopher Moy, here on Triple M.